J.D. Vance warns Democrat governors of consequences of letting rioters burn cities to the ground, going to send federal law enforcement. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 20, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance warned Democrat governors that if they allow rioters to burn great American cities to the ground, the Trump administration would send federal law enforcement in to protect the people. While speaking from Los Angeles, Vance explained that the good news was that the rioting in Los Angeles had gotten a lot better. Vance added that he had heard from everybody that the soldiers and U.S. Marines who had been deployed to quell the violence of the Los Angeles riots were still very much a necessary part of what was happening. Vance also criticized California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass for having actively encouraged illegal migration, and accused them of having strained law enforcement and public services in the community. When asked about his reaction to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruling that President Donald Trump was allowed to federalize the California National Guard, Vance explained that the Ninth Circuit basically said that federalizing of the National Guard was a completely legitimate and proper use of federal law enforcement. The president has a very simple proposal. To everybody in every city, every community, every town, whether big or small, if you enforce your own laws, and if you protect federal law enforcement, we're not going to send in the National Guard because it's unnecessary, Vance explained. But, if you let violent rioters burn great American cities to the ground, then of course we're going to send federal law enforcement in to protect the people the president was elected to protect. As Breitbart News previously reported, on Thursday, in a 38-page opinion, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that Trump was allowed to federalize the California National Guard. In a 38-page opinion, the judges, two appointees of President Trump, and one of President Joe Biden, held that the president is likely to prevail on the merits of the case, and extended a stay of the district court's temporary restraining order, TRO, against the administration. While the judges concluded that Trump's power over the National Guard was not unreviewable by the courts, they also conclude, based on precedent, that they have to defer to his judgment. They also noted that the main objection raised by Newsom, namely, that Trump had not consulted with the governor's office, was invalid, because Trump fulfilled his duty simply by informing the governor. Even if Newsom were right, they ruled, that would not invalidate Trump's authority. Earlier this month, as riots broke out in Los Angeles, Trump federalized 2,000 California National Guardsmen to quell the violence. In response to Trump deploying the National Guard, Democrats such as former Vice President Kamala Harris and Newsom described the move as a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell later revealed that an additional 2,000 California National Guard were being federalized. Additionally, the Trump administration also sent hundreds of U.S. Marines to Los Angeles to support the California National Guard.